Can you tell me a little about yourself, where you study, what you do?
So my name is Joe Piscopio. I'm currently a physical therapy student at Stony Brook University. I'm also a certified personal trainer and certified strength and conditioning specialist. And I am just beginning my second year of physical therapy school.
So how old were you when you started lifting? And did that impact why you decided to go into physical therapy?
So I started lifting when I was either 13 or 14 years old. And I feel like it definitely impacted my decision to enter physical therapy, because physical therapy is a combination of strength training and rehab. So I feel like the two are hand in hand.
Okay. Why would someone need physical therapy? Like, what are the uses?
So, I mean, there's a bunch of reasons why people can go to physical therapy. Physical therapy isn't just for people that are injured. Physical therapy could be for people that are trying to become the best in their sport, become the best in whatever it is they're interested in terms of their physical development, in terms of their strength. But usually most people will go to PT if there's any type of pain or abnormalities that they feel, and they'll get it evaluated, checked out, and we'll help lead them in the right direction the best way we can.
How does nutrition impact your daily life? Does eating better help you out?
Absolutely. Nutrition is huge. You know what they say, abs are made in the kitchen, but it's not just about in terms of physique. Your nutrition, your food is your fuel. So what you eat is what you become. So if you're eating McDonald's, if you're eating Taco Bell, pizza all the time, you're not going to get very good results. If you're eating good quality nutrients, if you're eating steak, chicken, fish, high quality carbohydrates, whole grains, vegetables, if you're putting the right stuff into your body, you're going to run like a well-oiled machine.
So why is warming up before working out so important, and how does it lead the path into having an overall safer workout?
Because you got to prime your body for what you're about to put it through. If you're going to be moving weight, you need to make sure that not only your body, but your nervous system, which helps fire your muscles properly, is properly prepped and warmed up to do what it is you need to do. So for example, if you're going in with any type of like movement limitation, and this is where physical therapy comes into the equation in certain times. So like, say for example, you're dealing with a little bit of shoulder pain, you will do a warm-up that's more geared towards doing things that help alleviate that pain in your shoulder. Maybe adding a little bit more mobility, doing mobility work to help prepare you for, say, either a chest press or a shoulder press. And warming up, it helps get your blood flowing. It helps get blood to the muscles that you're going to be using in your workout. It helps prime your body for the movements that you're going to be doing. And it leads to an overall better workout and safer workout.
So I see on your Instagram that you're always into using fitness bands. Do you like using fitness bands more than dumbbells or machine to warm up?
It really depends. I mean, I personally like bands because it gives you resistance both at the beginning and the end of the movement. But if you're going to be like, you could warm up with your body weight, you could warm up with light dumbbells, you could use whatever it is you have access to. It's not specific to a certain type of equipment. It's just whatever you have access to at the time. I just have a personal preference to use it because I feel like I have an easier time improving my mobility and my client's mobility through using bands, but you can use absolutely anything as long as you're using it properly and safely.
And how often should someone stretch to keep their body in the best shape?
Well, it depends. It depends what your goal is in terms of stretching. If you're like a gymnastic athlete, for example, and you're trying to improve your flexibility, you're going to stretch more than somebody who's probably a power lifter and only needs to be in certain positions for what they do to be most skilled at what they're doing. So stretching is very helpful. It feels good. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but it's about programming it in at the right times. So for example, there's a whole lot of controversy about like stretching, like it's called static stretching. So stretching for long periods of time before you work out, because they say that that can actually reduce your strength over the course of a workout. I personally program long stretch holds at the end of a workout to help improve flexibility, but everybody has their own cup of tea.
So a kid, like an athlete that plays hockey, football, they should be doing like how many days a week, you think?
In terms of stretching, so I think if you're playing hockey, football, or any type of more athletically oriented sport like that, you should be stretching after your workouts on a pretty regular basis, because it's helpful to be flexible in that sport. It's a lot of quick, rapid movements and change of direction. So making sure that you have muscles that are flexible to be able to adapt to the situations that you're in are very helpful.
Do you have any tips to be safe when working out?
Well, you already mentioned one of them, warm up.
Yeah.
Two, don't let your ego get in the way. Be smart. Don't overload the weight when your body is not ready to. And I know it's really easy because I know this account is geared towards helping bring teenagers together to reach their fitness goals.
Yeah.
One thing that I can only speak about from my personal experience is I know when I worked around my friends, I got very, very excited and I would try and move the most weight that I possibly could because it made me feel like a badass.
Yeah.
Don't make that mistake. Be smart. Stick to the weight that you know you can and should do, and the results will come. Don't do something just because someone else feels like you should, or you feel like you have to prove something to anybody. So especially if you're reaching out to teenagers, that'd probably be my number one piece of advice is don't let your ego get in the way. Lift smart, keep control of your weights, and also warm up and cool down properly.
And lastly, what is the ratio of fat, protein, and carbs someone should be intaking per day? Do you have any suggestions?
So that fluctuates depending on what your goals are specifically. But as a general statement, if you want to break it up like into percentages, your carbs should be anywhere between like 40 to 60% of your daily intake. Protein should be anywhere from 15 to 25% of your daily intake. And your fat should be anywhere from, I believe like 25 to 35 of your daily intake. Those numbers fluctuate depending on who you are, what you want to get out of it. But I feel like for the population that you're trying to reach out to, which is teens that are mostly athletic,
yep,
you want to focus on making sure that you get enough quality protein and trying to get that protein first from whole sources of nutrition. So trying to get it from chicken, steak, fish, other lean protein sources, rather than trying to get them from protein shakes, because protein shakes are fine. I don't want to get that twisted, but it's always better to get it from a whole natural source first and then supplement with extra protein. That's why they're called supplements.
Yeah.
Supplement with extra protein powder if you feel like you're not reaching your goals. So a very good general rule of thumb is in terms of protein, you want to have as many grams of protein as you are in body weight. So let's say, just to keep numbers easy, say someone's 150 pounds. You want to try and get to roughly 150 grams of protein on a daily basis. That's a good goal to strive for if you want to increase your muscle development.